NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, AI can create millions of good jobs. By Lucas Nolan on March 10, 2026. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang published a comprehensive essay on Tuesday arguing that AI represents an industrial transformation comparable to electrification that will generate millions of well-paying jobs rather than eliminate employment opportunities. Coder and author Wynton Hall recently explained that Democrats will attempt to leverage job losses caused by AI to influence the midterm elections. CoinDesk reports that in his first standalone blog post in months, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang directly challenged the growing narrative that AI threatens employment by presenting a framework he calls the five-layer cake of AI infrastructure. This framework positions energy at the foundation, followed by chips, physical infrastructure, models, and applications at the top. The NVIDIA CEO characterized the AI revolution not as a software development or chatbot phenomenon but as a massive industrial undertaking requiring trillions of dollars in physical construction. According to Huang, this build-out will create substantial demand for skilled blue-collar workers including electricians, plumbers, pipefitters, steel workers, and network technicians. These are skilled, well-paid jobs, and they are in short supply. You do not need a PhD in computer science to participate in this transformation, Huang stated in the essay. The timing of the post appears significant, arriving after several weeks of mounting concerns about AI's employment impact. Recent developments including mass layoffs at Block and comments from Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei about potential job displacement have contributed to selling pressure on technology stocks since early this year. Huang's argument centers on a fundamental distinction in how AI computing operates compared to traditional software systems. While conventional software retrieves pre-stored instructions, AI generates entirely new outputs in real time, creating fresh responses based on provided context rather than simply retrieving stored answers. This real-time generation of intelligence necessitates a complete reinvention of the computing infrastructure supporting it. According to Huang, AI cannot simply run on existing data centers but requires purpose-built systems designed from the energy layer upward. Energy plays a central role in Huang's framework for AI development. Intelligence generated in real time requires power generated in real time, he wrote. Energy is the first principle of AI infrastructure and the binding constraint on how much intelligence the system can produce. This positioning of energy as the fundamental constraint carries implications extending beyond NVIDIA's immediate supply chain. If energy availability limits AI scaling, then any disruption to energy supplies, including geopolitical conflicts in regions like the Middle East, becomes a direct bottleneck on AI development speed rather than merely a general market concern. To counter arguments about job displacement, Huang cited radiology as an example of how AI integration can expand rather than contract employment. He argued that while AI assists radiologists in reading scans, demand for radiology professionals continues growing because increased productivity creates additional capacity and capacity drives growth. That is not a paradox, Huang wrote. The NVIDIA CEO acknowledged that the infrastructure build-out remains in early stages. We are a few $100 billion into it. Trillions of dollars of infrastructure still need to be built, he stated, noting that AI factories are currently under construction at unprecedented scale worldwide. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall predicted the Democrats' plans in a major piece published this week that outlines the Democrats' strategy of weaponizing voter fears over AI job loss and other factors before the midterms. Hall's upcoming book, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, explores the wide-ranging implications of AI and how the conservative movement can create an effective approach to this revolutionary technology. Hall explains that the Democrat plan on AI hinges on four variables. 1. The money battle, massive spending by pro-AI super PACs like the $125 million Leading the Future, backed by Trump donor heavyweights like OpenAI President Greg Brockman and Andreessen Horowitz, will support a pro-AI innovation, light-touch regulations agenda and square off against pro-AI regulation groups, such as the $50 million public first 501c4. Which received a $20 million donation from Anthropic. Both groups will support candidates across the political aisle. 2. AI washing, Another factor will be whether voter perceptions will be swayed between now and the November elections by so-called AI washing, the business practice of blaming layoffs on artificial intelligence instead of traditional business factors that may embarrass executives or expose their mismanagement. 3. Bipartisan opposition to higher electricity and water costs from data centers. 3. The Trump administration's handling of growing bipartisan affordability concerns over data center construction's toll on electricity and water costs for local communities will have a major impact. President Trump is currently developing a compact to make sure power-hungry data centers don't stick working-class Americans with the tab. MAGA loyalist and White House senior counselor for trade and manufacturing Peter Navarro summed it up best. "All of these data center builders," he said, "need to pay for all of the costs, including electricity, water, and grid strain. I just want to assure people that we're on it, we also feel your pain." 4. Advancements in agentic AI and recursive self-improvement. RSI, finally, and perhaps most importantly, much will hinge on the warp speed developments of the technology itself. Over the next 9 months, much can and will accelerate with agentic AI, i.e. agents that can perform real work, and recursive self-improvement, RSI, AI that autonomously enhances itself. Factors like these could have significant impacts. A single update this month to Anthropic's Claude Cowork AI agent sparked a nearly $300 billion market sell-off, accelerating the ongoing debate over whether AI agents will lead into software as a service, SaaS. Similarly, gains in RSI could prove pivotal. If the predictions for recursive self-improvement in 2026 is true, says influential AI expert and Moonshots podcast host Peter Diamandis, every prediction curve we have accelerates dramatically, and every governance framework, safety protocol, and regulatory approach is already obsolete. We're building brakes for a car that's about to become a rocket. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at CoinDesk here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.